Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. In the golden glow of the sunny afternoon, Inky rode his horse along the outskirts of the city, his heart pounding with the thrill of the wind rushing through his hair. The fertile land surrounding the city was a mosaic of emerald fields and winding rivers, very different from the bustling metropolis rising in the distance. The air was thick with the scent of farming and animals and the distant hum of city life. During the ride, Inky passed near the Grand Euphrates River, one of the two rivers near his home city of Mesopotamia. These were the rivers that had given birth to the many villages and farms, and later the city that had grown into one of the largest metropolises in the world at that time. Approaching the massive walls that surrounded the city, Inky marveled at their sheer size. They were adorned with intricate carvings depicting the gods and mythical beasts of the Sumerians. Towering gates, guarded by armored soldiers, swung open to welcome him. Once inside, the narrow streets led him through vibrant markets, where merchants haggled over exotic spices, silks, and precious metals. People from all around the region gathered in the city to buy and sell their goods before returning to their own homes. Inky followed the well-paved streets up further into the heart of the city and to a building near the center. He tied off his horse and climbed up a long flight of stairs, dashed into the building where his father, Naram-Sin, was standing over a wide stone table. It was covered by maps, plans, and many different tools. Also on the table were clay tablets with cuneiform inscriptions, the written language of the Sumerians. Other leaders and architects stood around him, discussing the day's work. Naram-Sin was tall, broad-shouldered, and balding, and turned to greet his son with a big smile. He was a city planner and architect, deeply involved in shaping the destiny of the growing city. "What are you working on today?" Inky asked. "I'm working on the plans for a new ziggurat," his father said. "It's going to be the tallest ziggurat in the city." Inky's eyes widened. The ziggurat was the name for the Grand Step Pyramids in Mesopotamia. "That's amazing," Inky said. "Can I see the plans?" His father handed him the plans, and Inky studied them carefully. He was impressed by the intricate design. "This is incredible," he said. "How did you come up with this?" "I used my knowledge of mathematics and geometry to determine the size of each stone and the angles," his father said. "It took me time to learn all of these skills, but they've proved crucial in designing the temples." "That's like the mathematics I'm learning in school too," Inky said. "Yes," said his father, "and that's why I always encourage you to study hard. Along with the math, I also consulted with the priests to make sure that the ziggurat was in accordance with the gods' wishes." Inky nodded. He knew that his father was a brilliant man, and he was proud to be his son. "I want to help you build it," he said. His father smiled. "Yes, it will be your job someday if you study hard, and I'm glad to have your help along the way." Inky followed his father out to the balcony that overlooked the two huge temples. One was under construction. Laborers towed stones to the construction site and hoisted them into place, while craftsmen worked to make sure each stone fit just as Naram-Sin had designed it. Naram-Sin pointed at the construction. "Inky, this ziggurat will touch the sky and bring us closer to the gods. Our people will worship here, and it will stand as a symbol of our greatness for generations to come." "Follow me," he said, beckoning Inky toward the door. They hurried down the steps into a waiting chariot pulled by two jet-black horses. Together they journeyed down the bustling streets and through the busy marketplaces toward the sacred temple, the largest of the ziggurats. They stopped the chariot at the base and climbed the steps toward the middle of the temple. It was a long climb, and Inky was breathing heavily and sweating by the time they reached the middle. As they entered the temple chamber, the air became thick with the sweet scent of incense. Inky observed as priests, dressed in vibrant robes, moved gracefully through the sacred space, chanting ancient hymns and offering prayers. Intricate carvings adorned the walls, telling the stories of the gods and the creation of the world. Naram-Sin explained the significance of each symbol and carving, bringing the ancient tales to life. In these rituals, our people find purpose and unity, Naram-Sin continued. The gods are honored, and our city is blessed. It's a belief that's been passed down through generations, connecting us to our roots and shaping the very fabric of our society. The temples aren't just buildings, they are the soul of our civilization. Inky, wide-eyed, absorbed every detail, sensing the profound spirituality that filled the temple. He listened as his father described the importance of faith in building the community and fostering a sense of belonging. The rituals, performed with precision and reverence, stayed with him, leaving an impression of the spiritual foundation that complemented the grandeur of the city. After leaving the chamber, they climbed further up the steps of the massive ziggurat, and Inky felt the stones beneath his feet and marveled at the view unfolding below. The city stretched as far as the eye could see, living and pulsating with life. People and animals moved in all parts of it, each with their own life and goals and responsibilities. It was hard to imagine that so many people could live and work and enjoy their life in such a concentrated space. Beyond it were miles and miles of fields, of precious crops, and the glistening Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Inky took a deep breath, breathing it all in, the wind tussling his hair as they surveyed the vast city they helped shape. "Look, Inky," Naram-Sin said, his eyes reflecting the pride of a father and city planner. "This city is a testament to progress, to the spirit that reaches for the stars. Our temples, our walls, our markets, they are the fabric of our civilization." The boy's mind raced with the thoughts of the future. He envisioned even grander cities with towering structures and bustling markets, connected by roads that span the vast expanse of Mesopotamia and beyond. The flames of innovation and progress flickered within him. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a warm glow over the city, Inky turned to his father with a sparkle in his eyes. "Father, can you imagine what cities might look like in generations to come? The possibilities are endless." Naram-Sin placed a hand on Inky's shoulders and smiled, his eyes glowing as he saw that his son had caught his vision too. "My son, knowledge is the key to progress. With each generation, we build upon the foundations laid by those before us. Embrace the pursuit of wisdom, for it's the torch that lights the path to a brighter future." And so atop the ziggurat, bathed in the fading light of the day, father and son stood as witnesses to the march of progress. The city below whispered tales of ambition, innovation, and the unyielding spirit of a people bound by a shared dream. In that moment, Inky understood the profound truth that his father imparted. Knowledge, coupled with ambition, fueled by the flames of progress, and the city would forever stand as a testament to the legacy of a civilization that had dared to dream.